The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good morning. Welcome to our bright, sunny Saturday morning show. So good to have you along. It's Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. We're here till noon, and we have a lot to do. Whippersnappers here, Adam Walker behind the glass. Phone number's 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. And always so grateful that to be reunited with the Whippersnapper. He was a morning show producer when I was doing 6 to 9. He is full-time gig now with Stephen Tubbs in the afternoons and the American Veterans Show and a whole lot of other stuff going on. So, Adam, always run out of time at the end of the show. This time I'm going to remember, thank you. Thank you very much. 303-696-1971 is the number. I'll tell you what, I don't even know where to start. The promo for the show today was 3 hours with a week's worth of stuff to talk about. The Super Bowl halftime show, the historic week for the President of the United States, the impeachment sham is over, highest ratings ever in the Gallup poll, higher than Barack Hussein Obama at this time in his presidency. Of course, Obama went on to win re-election pretty easily over Mitt Romney, don't get me started. Something else we can talk about. We'll see where the callers want to go today because I am wide open. But the thing I'm going to be focusing on is the great news. President Donald John Trump will be here in Colorado Thursday, February 20th. What is that? 13 days away. And tickets are free. They're online. You can get them at donaldjtrump.com/events. Laura Trump will be in Aurora the day before. The Trumps are coming to Colorado, and we're going to celebrate that. There's been a lot of just complaints, you know, through the end of 2019. Donald Trump, is he ever going to come to Colorado? Will Cory Gardner stand up with him? What is the Colorado GOP doing? Not necessarily even complaints, just, you know, what are we waiting for? And I have said, I have hoped that, you know, we've got to get through the Mueller investigation, then the impeachment sham. You don't want to spend money that you don't have to so early when people really aren't paying attention to the elections. But now we're here in the 21st century. 21st century politics is a whole different ball game, and we are kicking it off big time here in Colorado with President Trump coming to Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor World Events Center. That is going to be amazing. And we'll celebrate that with Colorado GOP Chairman and Congressman Ken Buck. He's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to be politician heavy today, by the way. If you don't like politicians, this is not the show for you. You know, if you think they're kind of like a, I don't know, the every decade colonoscopy, it's something you've got to do, but you just don't like it very much. Listen, this is an exciting time to be invested in, involved in, following, supporting, pushing, activated in politics, especially here in Colorado. And we're going to talk to Laura Loomer. You may recognize that name. Amazing journalist who would show up at places like, I don't know, James Comey book reading events and confront him, ask questions on video, recording it all, showing up at a Islamic event that is advertised as open to the public and then not let in. Not let in. All on tape. And she would put that stuff out on her social media. And Twitter didn't like that very much, so she's been banned from Twitter. Facebook didn't like that very much, so she's been banned from Facebook. So they've really put a dent in her ability as a journalist to get her work out there. So what did she do? She threw her hat in the ring. She's now a congressional candidate in Florida. She's been to Trump rallies, and I thought it would be interesting to talk to her because she is someone, something that you and I often say about our local politicians or some of our national politicians. In the 21st century, you've got to take the battle to the other side because they're never going to like you. They're never going to treat you fairly. They're never going to treat you kindly. And it's just absolutely worthless to try and be the good guy that everybody likes because in the 21st century, it just ain't going to happen. So I thought it'd be great to talk to her. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, Jim Paff, we're going to try and make this maybe a weekly event, spend a few minutes with Jim. He is the chief of staff to the House Minority Caucus in our state house of representatives, the state house. And just some hints, some tips, the legislation that's coming up. If you are someone who shows up and testifies or supports our legislators who are fighting like heck in the minority, he'll tell you where to be and when to be there. We'll do that in the 11 o'clock hour. And then I am really looking forward to his very first interview here, 710 KNUS, since the impeachment investigation, the impeachment trial. First interview in the 21st century here on 710 KNUS. U.S. Senator Cory Gardner will join us as well. So much that happened over the last week. And because of all the guests, I'm not going to play a ton of audio for you because I just don't think there's going to be time. If you did not see the president's State of the Union address, go watch it on YouTube. It was extraordinary. And it took Donald Trump about 20 minutes into the State of the Union to have Nancy Pelosi muttering to herself. Literally, you could see her looking around, looking up. I don't know who she was connecting with, but then she would speak. And I know the president wasn't listening. Vice President Pence wasn't listening. So she was basically mumbling to herself. And the reason I know that's true is because, what was it, the very next day at the, maybe it was 2 days. I get my days confused. They all move so fast. But within a day or so at the National Prayer Breakfast, President Donald John Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi back in the same room. In fact, Nancy Pelosi gave the opening invocation. She gave the prayer to open the National Prayer Breakfast. And then she went down, about four seats from where the president was going to be speaking near the end of that event. The president got up and said, you know, thank you very much. Not sure I'm agreeing with everything I'm hearing here because they were talking about how, you know, it's time for Republicans and Democrats to work together and get along. And certainly it's time for that. But what evidence is there of that from the Democrats that there's any interest whatsoever in doing anything but constantly being on the attack? And then President Trump launched in. Took him 20 minutes to get Nancy Pelosi talking to herself at the State of the Union, where she knows she's on camera every minute because she's sitting right there behind Donald Trump's left shoulder. But at the National Prayer Breakfast, it took him about 3 minutes to get her muttering to herself again, and it was a joy to behold. And Donald Trump said, you know, I don't like people who wrap themselves in their religion to do what they know is wrong. Shot across Mitt Romney's bow. And I don't like people who say that they pray for me when they know that they don't. Shot, set, match across Nancy Pelosi's bow. And I will give Nancy Pelosi this. She did not waste 1 second. She was out on a press conference, punching back, accusing the president of being sedated for the two State of the Union addresses. Listen, she's not going to go down without a fight, and that's why this is going to be such a fascinating year to be involved, watching politics, watching this president wipe out his opponents on the presidential level, and taking advantage of that enthusiasm as it trickles down through the states. Even here in blue trending Colorado, to bring home some very important Republican victories, none bigger than the re-election of U.S. Senator Cory Gardner, who will join us here in about 9 minutes. But while I've got a couple of minutes, we're going to go to our break a little bit early, just give you a heads up, Adam, so we've got more time with Senator Gardner on the other side. But this was a big deal for me this particular week, and I want to tell you why. Of course, that's the theme song for Rush Limbaugh, and he announced to his audience that he has had a diagnosis of advanced lung cancer. I think that means stage four. There is no stage five, so a very, very serious thing. And Donald Trump, in recognition of that fact, took the time that took the effort and the time that he needed to persuade Rush Limbaugh to come to the State of the Union. Heard some of the background on that, and Rush really didn't want to do it, but he came, and there was a very special reason that the President of the United States invited Rush Limbaugh to the State of the Union address.
Almost every American family knows the pain when a loved one is diagnosed with a serious illness. Here tonight is a special man, beloved by millions of Americans, who just received a stage four advanced cancer diagnosis. This is not good news, but what is good news is that he is the greatest fighter and winner that you will ever meet. Rush Limbaugh, thank you for your decades of tireless devotion to our country.
Drove the left out of their minds. It was pretty clear that Nancy Pelosi had already planned the ripping up of the State of the Union speech. After the fact, there are pictures, background pictures of when she was making little tears in the nice little piles that she made. And but what an amazing thing to do. And later in the show, we'll talk about that. Rush Limbaugh, I wouldn't be here, but for Rush Limbaugh. I've heard Peter Boyles talk about the fact that without Rush Limbaugh, AM radio would have probably come to an end. So, Peter, you know, 40-plus year career in talk radio, probably on these back few years, made, or heck, a big chunk. Rush came on the scene 30 years ago. Probably made possible because of the rejuvenation of talk radio by Rush Limbaugh. And the bottom line is that... And I said this from the first time I came on the air as a political commentator, as an activist commentator, that but for talk radio and social media, there's no way that Republicans, conservatives, independents who believe in freedom could possibly be competing with Hollywood, with the mainstream media, with most of the cable news outlets, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of them. They would still be dominating the messaging, dominating the story, if not for Rush Limbaugh. And so we'll play some more Rush Limbaugh clips here in just a few minutes, but we'll go out with this.
Rush and Catherine, congratulations. Thank you, Catherine.
And it's just amazing how it triggered the left. Adam was so gracious to print out the list of the Medal of Freedom Award winners. Lots and lots of media personalities. Whoopi Goldberg and others who were very critical of this award to Rush. Don't they understand that their message is worn out? People aren't buying it. Donald Trump is driving a train through it. And so hopefully later on in the show, we can talk a little bit more about that as well. But I want to go ahead and take our break now. So we've got a good long chunk of time with U.S. Senator Cory Gardner. So many things to cover with the senator, including his part of in the historic vote, no witnesses, and then the full blown acquittal of President Donald J. Trump. What's happening with the rally that's coming up now in 12 days. Thursday, February the 20th, and then looking ahead to not only the amazing accomplishments of Cory Gardner, so many of them go under the radar, but, you know, what's happening? How do you win in this ever-bluing, at least it seems so, this ever-bluing state of Colorado? All of that's ahead if you stay with us. Senator Cory Gardner and more of Wake Up with Randy Corcoran here at 710 KNUS.
Money, the economy, and business don't have to be scary or boring. Hi, I'm Jill Schlesinger, and my goal is to provide insights and actionable information so you can take control of your financial life. Join me for my radio program, Jill on Money, where we tackle complex, sometimes uncomfortable, even controversial, financial and investing issues, all without the jargon. I'm here to demystify money, one listener at a time.
Jill on Money with Jill Schlesinger, Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Hi, this is Oren, owner of Absolutely Cabinets. Shaker-style doors, both stained and painted, at special pricing until further notice. Many companies charge you more for something popular because they can coerce you into paying more. I believe in giving you an even better pricing than normal and not taking advantage of the many of you that have trusted me over the years. I would rather make 10 people happy at a fair price and refer me to others than to make a killing on one person. Come in with your measurements to see how great our pricing is, especially on painted standard overlay shaker doors. Thank you for your repeat and referral business throughout the years.
Go see Oren today, owner of Absolutely Cabinets, and browse his showroom at 5940 West 38th Avenue. That's at the southeast corner of Harlan and 38th Avenue. Or call Oren at 303-425-5592. That's 303-425-5592 for Absolutely Cabinets.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
Baby, it's cold out there. Birds are setting up their cold weather feeding territories. Squirrels are romping playfully through the snowy naturescapes. Mountain birds are moving to our elevation for more temperate weather. KNUS Radio invites you to learn more about these marvelous activities by joining Scott and David Menno for Bird Talk every Saturday at noon, right here on 710 KNUS. Bird Talk is presented by Wild Birds Unlimited, and we can help you create the most attractive and nutritive backyard wildlife habitat for us and the birds. You'll hear fascinating interviews, wildlife news, funny stuff, and entertaining information about the natural world. So give the Bird Talk guys a call with your questions this Saturday at noon on Bird Talk. Wild Birds Unlimited brings people and nature together.
Wild Birds Unlimited, we bring people and nature together.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting FOCUS to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust for as little as $220 per eye.
What's that text again?
Text FOCUS to 350-350. That's FOCUS to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. You feel like you're being held hostage by your cable or satellite provider. It's time to take control of your television spending. Free TV. Cut the cord from cable and satellite. Save a lot of money every month, every year. FreeTV.com's mission to save you a lot of money each and every month for the rest of your life. Call a cord-cutting expert now. 303-794-8600. 794-8600. A free consultation. Takes 5 minutes. FreeTV.com. FreeTV.com. Get a hold of them right now.
Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Holy smoke. Bumper music. We didn't used to do that at 6 a.m., I can tell you that. It's 9:21. What a good-looking day. Sun is shining, maybe some more snow later on in the weekend, but just a beautiful Saturday. And so much going on. A historic week for the President of the United States, a historic week for Republicans in general. And our next guest was a part of it. Senator Cory Gardner, welcome back to 710 KNUS. Good to talk to you in the 21st century.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Are you back in town?
I am. I was all over the Front Range, Colorado yesterday and the day before, and today I'll be out and about again today. We were in Colorado Springs and Pueblo and Fort Collins, so it's been good to be back home.
Well, not according to Joe St. George of Fox News. You don't really get out in Colorado very much.
Only if I go where Joe St. George wants me to go is he happy. Apparently the people in Morgan County aren't important enough to do town meetings with.
Yeah, let me play just about 30 seconds from that. It's unconscionable to me how rude some of these reporters are. Let's just let people have a quick taste.
Colorado, many Coloradans want to ask you questions in person about impeachment. You have not held a town hall, public town hall in our state for 2 years.
No, that's not true,
will
Joe.
Commit,
we were just out in Fort Morgan this summer. We did a town hall. We were out, and I know that may not count in
but
terms
not,
of the front
but
range.
But not, well, exactly. Front Range, people in Denver.
Oh, so the people in Fort Morgan don't tell us.
No, people in Fort Morgan.
Well, that's where we did a town hall,
Denver,
Joe. If you're
people
going
in
to,
Douglas County,
you can't tell people in Colorado that they don't matter. And I think that's what's frustrating with so many people across this.
Yeah, you must get so tired of the bias that you get that's built in, inherent in so many of these questions.
Well, it is incredible. You know, I get told by certain media personalities that I should just go back to Yuma and sell tractors. I have, you know, you hear from somebody like that who said, well, you haven't done a real town hall. Well, real town hall apparently is only in the cities. And you see CNN, I don't know if you saw this, it was astonishing, a Don Lemon episode where somebody went on and started making fun of people for not being able to read or write or spell because they supported Donald Trump. I mean, and they wonder why parts of the state wanted to secede years ago. It's embarrassing to think this country has reached a point where certain segments, half the people, look down on another half the people because of where they live and who they support politically. That's just not who we are as a country.
Well, it goes back to Barack Obama, who talked about people who cling to their religion and their guns. And it really seems to me that Donald Trump is kind of showing the way for many Republicans, especially in difficult states like Colorado. I'd like to get your comment on anything you might have learned from Donald Trump's approach to really exposing the hatred and the biases of the left-leaning media. It just seems to me in 21st century politics, it's almost impossible to try and, you know, thread the needle and just be liked by everybody. Instead, you've got to expose them. And I don't want to play that whole interview, but I thought you really did a good job there with Jeff St. George not taking it anymore.
Well, thank you. Look, I think one thing that we have learned is how we can't just be filtered by the media, because the media approaches this with their own hopes and desires for an outcome, right? And so what the president has taught all of us, I don't care what party you are, is that you've got to be able to reach the people directly. And that's what I continue to do, whether it's town halls at people's businesses, town halls in Fort Morgan, whether it's teletown halls, whether it's Main Street walks, whether it's countless economic roundtables we've done over the past several years. We'll continue to do all of those. And while what we do may not line up with any particular media agenda, it's what we believe is the best way to reach all four corners of the state.
Have you and your staff talked about some way to do a Boulder or a Denver kind of town hall, but make everybody that comes in sign something that says, look, this is going to be conducted civilly. I understand that I can be asked to leave and be removed at any time. And knowing that, I come in and have enough security there to make it so, because, Cory, I have been to town halls for Democrats where I wanted to sit, learn, listen, kind of get the arguments of the other side. Ask questions if I'd had the opportunity. That has never happened. But I didn't jump up and yell and scream and disrupt. So many of these leftists, many of them paid, come to these town halls to make sure that you cannot have your message to the people heard.
Yeah, and that's why we continue to try to find ways that we can hear the people who are really wanting the conversation to lead to a positive policy outcome. And we'll continue to do that and look for ways to make it happen everywhere.
You've been a part of history this last week. Of course, we've got the president, highest Gallup approval in his history, 4 points higher than Barack Obama at this time in his presidency, and he won re-election pretty handily. You were part of the historic vote to not permit additional witnesses and documents into the Senate trial, and then, of course, voted to acquit the president. And I'd like to play just 30 seconds maybe or so from your floor speech last Wednesday, the day of the vote, because it was phenomenal.
Senator from Colorado.
Thank you, Mr. President. Over the last several weeks, the American people have watched Washington convulse in partisan accusations, investigations, and endless acrimony. That division reached its high watermark as the United States Senate carried out the third presidential impeachment trial in our nation's history. We saw over the last 2 weeks an impeachment process that included the testimony of 17 witnesses, more than 100 hours of testimony, and tens of thousands of pages of evidence, records, and documents, which I successfully fought to make part of the record. I fought hard to extend the duration of testimony to ensure that each side could be heard over 6 days instead of just four. But what we did not see over the last 2 weeks was a conclusive reason to remove the President of the United States, an act which would nullify the 2016 election and rob roughly half the country of their preferred candidate for the 2020 election.
Yeah, I'm going to stop it there. You got into the history, and I just encourage everybody to follow you on Twitter. They can find the speech there, YouTube, wherever. What was it like? You're an attorney. You've seen trials. You know what it's like to be involved in a trial. What was it like to have to sit there, especially those first couple of days, and hear the same so-called evidence and the same spin on that evidence over and over and over into the wee hours of the morning?
Well, it was interesting because you're exactly right. Just because you say it a whole bunch of times doesn't make it any more true or relevant than it was the very first day you heard it. Throughout this case, as we got to the end and heard the questions and reached the closing arguments and finally the vote, it became clear that this was a result in search of evidence, and that the House managers had an airtight case that they kept saying that over and over, airtight case that they brought to the Senate in search of more tightening. And that's just not the way it works. Now, there's a couple things that the House managers would have you believe. They would have you believe that there is no such thing as separation of powers. They would have you believe that their right trumps the executive right. No pun intended there. Sorry about that. That their right is higher than the executive branch rights, and that they can then dictate to the court what the court should do to interpret their rights, and then they would tell the Senate how to conduct a trial. This really was a House of Representatives in all of its partisan glory, wanting to shred so many elements of our Constitution that would have set a partisan precedent for years to come that ultimately would have been very destructive for our country.
Heard you on an interview that you did on Fox and Friends last Thursday, and you coined the term revenge majority when you were asked about the impeachment. What did you mean by that, and what does that mean for us going forward into the November elections?
Well, and I have said that term before. I think that the House has when they won the majority in 2018, that they immediately became a revenge majority. They said that they would do anything they could from the day the president was elected to impeach the president. When they took over in 2018, they started the investigations that led to their effort to impeach the president. And you had Al Green from Texas recently saying, we need to impeach the president today because we may not be able to beat him in the election. That's revenge. That is all about what they did, and that's what they'll continue to do. I see no reason why they will change. And the American people want it to stop. I mean, you pointed out the president reached his highest levels during the middle of the impeachment. The president, the people of this country want the Congress to focus on things that matter, continue driving the economy forward, continuing to put great judges on the courts, continuing to reduce regulations, and stop this, probably can't say it on the air here, stop this stuff that's going on.
But it rhymes with, people know.
Well, both kids, there's somewhere the FCC is listening.
Yeah. They go after the president so hard for that. I just think about LBJ and some of the other cursors that have been in the White House. Big deal these days. We're talking with U.S. Senator Cory Gardner. And Cory, if you listen to 710 KNUS on the 710 KNUS app or online, seems like almost every commercial break, there are two commercials that are pounding you. And one says that Cory Gardner voted to block limits on carbon emissions, provide subsidies for big oil, basically implying that you and apparently want poison water, poison air for your family, your daughters, and for the American people. What's your response to that attack ad?
Well, first of all, these are attack ads by people that no matter what I do, they would oppose me. I mean, heck, I could turn the whole country into a wilderness area and they would still oppose me for something. The reality is the president, thanks to the work we were able to do, just announced $28 million to provide 50,000 people in southeastern Colorado with clean drinking water. The Arkansas Valley Conduit, that's what I was able to go into Pueblo the other day and talk about. That's something I've been fighting for decades. It's something that President Kennedy authorized in 1962 and didn't get under construction until we were able to get this money secured now. The oil and gas industry in Colorado has 200 and some thousand jobs responsible for it in this state. I think it's an incredibly important part of our economy. There are some, including John Hickenlooper and Andrew Romanoff, that want to destroy that most important economic driver of our state. And I'm just not going to give in to the fear-mongering and the radical left who would take away our cars, our cows, and our straws simply because they drive a political agenda.
That's got to play well in Yuma. Our cows, our cars,
right.
Our cows, our trucks, and our straws.
That's right.
That's brilliant. And that's such an important thing, this pipeline that you just talked about. I saw a video clip, might have been on your Twitter feed, a video clip of JFK actually talking about and authorizing this pipeline almost 60 years ago. So what is it about this time in history, this president and administration, your relationship with him, or whatever it is that allowed this to happen now?
I'll tell you a couple just absolutely stunning sort of spine-tingly moments as we've done this. But you're right. I mean, President Kennedy came to Pueblo, Colorado, gave a major speech where he talked about signing the Arkansas Valley the Frying Pan Arkansas Project and so many associated works that have gone along with that over the past many, many years. He talked about authorizing the Arkansas Valley Conduit. This is a pipeline that will go from Pueblo Reservoir all the way out to Lamar, Colorado, well over 100 miles, in an area that has a river that is loaded with natural selenium and other conditions that make it more and more challenging for these rural small communities to provide drinking water to their communities. And so, but for decade after decade, I remember starting to fight on this in 2001 and 2002 when we didn't get anywhere. And then I started getting a little bit of funding for it, maybe around 2010 or so, and trickled in there here and there, and only until we were able to go talk to Russ Vogt, President Trump's Office of Management and Budget Director, David Bernhardt, his Secretary of Interior, Brenda Berman, President Trump's head of Bureau of Reclamation, did they really realize this is something great that should have been done a long time ago that they can do, and they took it seriously. They listened to us. They listened to the people of southeastern Colorado and said, here's a need that should be fulfilled, and they did it. $28 million on its way. This will get the pipeline under construction to the first town in need, and the relationship that we have made this possible. The other thing, Randy, I wanted to mention, though, when I was in this meeting in Pueblo, the gentleman who was working with me for like almost 20 years on the Arkansas Valley Conduit, he was at that speech. He was 10 years old when President Kennedy gave that speech, and he cried the moment I told him we got $28 million for the Arkansas Valley Conduit to begin construction.
That is a phenomenal story. And you've been involved in a lot of bringing a lot of good projects, money, jobs into Colorado with the Bureau of Land Management, the Space Command for the Space Force, the brand new branch of our military. All of those things are very, very exciting, of course. I do hear from folks, activists, and others who talk about, where's Cory on our local issues? We've got Red Flag that we're up against now. We've got heroin injection sites coming back into downtown Denver, perhaps. Takeover of education, national popular vote. Oil and gas, you've already addressed. National popular vote, you've been very outspoken against, and it will be on our ballot here in November in Colorado. But how do you decide, as a U.S. senator dealing with international policy and national policy, what, if any, local issues you can devote some time, energy, or resources to?
Yeah, we've got our hands full at a variety of levels, and we just want to help everywhere we can, but also be the most effective we can everywhere. It looks at those existential threats to our state. You know, you talk about needle exchanges. Gosh, I would think, or those safe zones, whatever they are, I would think that that'd be devastating to our communities. I don't want these sort of drug-free safe zones in our communities and what it would mean to our state. If you look at the oil and gas, what it would mean to our communities, look, I live in an area. I live in a community that has profited and benefited, and you know, kids have come back and stayed in our community because of natural gas development. They're not evil people because they found those jobs. They shouldn't be looked down upon because they decided to do a good job for their family in providing income and health insurance. I called county commissioners and mayors and leaders in Craig, Colorado, when the coal mines were shut down, when there were many Democrats across the state spiking the football in the end zone, celebrating the loss of hundreds of jobs in northwestern Colorado that were the equivalent of nearly 100,000 jobs in Denver. I mean, they're killing communities with no remorse. Randy, so, yeah, sorry, I get off my soapbox here.
I get it.
We have a lot to fight about, and the stakes for 2020 couldn't be higher, because we can be led by a group of people that decide they want to lead from their ivory towers and tell us all how to drive and how to live and how to decide every choice for us out of the government, or we can choose what we have been, what we have now. A government that's getting out of the way, putting constitutional-minded judges on the courts, getting regulations back where they should be, off the backs of the American people and off the backs of American families and workers. Incomes are rising, wages are growing. That's all done without the Green New Deal. That's all done without dictates and mandates from government. But that's the choice we have in 2020.
And just a heads up to the whippersnapper, we're going to push this segment a couple of extra minutes because we haven't even talked about the Trump rally and your upcoming election. Senator Cory Gardner, we live in a state that where Barack Obama beat John McCain by, almost 8 points, beat Mitt Romney by over 5 points. Donald Trump closed that gap to a little over 4.5 percentage points against Hillary Clinton. Yet we saw 2018, kind of the blue wave, the rebound that you'd expect. You get newspaper articles, editorials, the Denver Post, columnists actually writing you letters warning you to distance yourself from the president. And yet here we go, 12 days from today, President Donald J. Trump and U.S. Senator Cory Gardner will be on stage at the Broadmoor World Arena. The first rally here in Colorado of the 22 election season, the 2020 election season. How do you combat this constant pushback, trying to separate you from your party, your values, and the president, whether people like him personally or not? And I really have come to love the way he approaches things. But whether they like him or not, he is delivering the results for people of all political persuasions except for the radical left. But how do you deal with that in a state that appears to be driving ever bluer?
Well, here's the undeniable truth, that we've moved things, like you talked about, to Colorado. U.S. Space Command operating out of Peterson Air Force Base, the Bureau of Land Management headquarters now in Grand Junction, Colorado. USGS opening up significant new offices, operating more and more out of Golden, Colorado, that nobody's really even talked about. We've returned energy money through Anvil Points to Western Colorado. We've now funded the beginning of construction of the Arkansas Valley Conduit in southeastern Colorado. We finished the VA hospital in Aurora that people said wouldn't be finished, that wouldn't get done. We changed the rules so that will never happen again. We won't have to repeat what we learned in Aurora with the replacement facility for the VA hospital. We continue to do more and more. Those are all good things for every corner of our state. And the people of Colorado have 2.5% unemployment. That is the record lowest unemployment Colorado has ever seen. Wage growth is growing faster than it has in decades. The lowest earning workers in our country are earning wages at twice as fast as the highest wage earners in our country. Those are undeniable things that have happened in our country. Now, does the left want to take away 170 million people, their insurance from 170 million people? Yes, they do. Do they want to increase taxes on households by thousands of dollars? Yes, they do. Do they want to end 200,000 jobs in Colorado in the oil and gas industry? Yes, they do. Will we talk about that in Colorado Springs in 12 days? Yes, we will, because I think that's the clear choice we have coming up.
It's going to be fascinating. You don't have an identified opponent yet, and it seems like you've been kind of keeping your powder dry. But with election season upon us now, gosh, I can't believe it's 9 months away. When will we start maybe seeing Cory Gardner ads attacking Democrat policies or opponents, if that's your style or your approach? And I don't want to get into your campaign strategy, but people have just wondered, since there's so much being lumped on you, really without response, you know, when you plan to start reacting to that.
Yeah, well, look, here's the left has an endless supply of money, a bottomless pit. The party that stands up against big money and dark money in politics is the party of big money and dark money in politics. Just look at Michael Bloomberg and how he's buying his way onto the presidential ballot. And so they have endless money that they will be infusing into Colorado. But there was a story not too long ago that says that their attacks haven't worked on me, that the negative dollars haven't moved my numbers. You know, John Hickenlooper, I'm sure, will start campaigning soon once his ethics trial is over. You know, depending on what happens with that, I think he's planning on testifying why it's okay to take private jets and have your friends pay for them. So I'm not sure what will happen with that when he's going to get on the trail, but I look forward to it.
Excellent. Well, there's 100 of the things I'd like to talk to you about. I know you've got a lot to do today. I understand you may be back with Jimmy Singenberger tonight, too, so maybe you can pick up where we left off. Is that right? Are you coming back?
You know, I tonight? Have no idea. I haven't seen the schedule for tonight, right. So that could be news to me.
Very good. Well, I do appreciate your time. I know family time is precious when you're home, and you've got a lot of politicking to do, but really a great kickoff to 2020. It's hard to imagine, given where the president is, where the Republican Party and Republican unity is, and just with your skills, personality, and accomplishments here in Colorado, that we're not going to do very, very well coming up here in November. And thank you very much for joining us this morning on 710 KNUS.
Hey, thanks for having me, Randy. Thank you.
Take care. You better believe it. Late on the break, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Forgot to say, Jan and Aurora says, stay on your soapbox. I will text that. I will text that so they get it. Jan, thanks for calling in with that message. Really do appreciate it. Got some open lines on the other side. Congressman and Colorado GOP Chairman Ken Buck at the top of the hour. Laura Loomer a little bit later on in the 10. But if you want to weigh in right now, 303-696-1971 here at 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
We're back at 9:48, about 12 minutes to go until 10 o'clock. Colorado GOP Chairman and Congressman Ken Buck joins us at the top of the hour with full lines. We'll jump to the phones in just a second. Was taking a look at the front page of the Denver Post. The big headline, 16-year-old, and I'm not going to name the guy, pleads guilty to murder. This is the STEM, Highlands Ranch STEM cell shooting, STEM school shooting. And if you want to hear a just you are there kind of rendition about what went on in that courtroom yesterday, I hope you will. And you missed Stephen Tubbs' first half hour yesterday. I hope you'll go back and get Stephen's podcast from his first hour. He really puts you there. I mean, he is a master storyteller. I texted him and told him so. And don't want you to miss out on just understanding what that was like for the father of Kendrick and mother, the parents of Kendrick Castillo, and all the other parents whose kids were injured, either psychologically, physically, or both. Just a phenomenal job from Stephen. But the other thing, the other headline on the front page of the Denver Post, impeachment fallout after acquittal, Trump ousts two. President wastes little time punishing those who crossed him. These media folks, these shrinking media titans, are so tied together. The headlines are the same. The talking points on MSLSD and the Clinton Corrupt News Network are all the same. And so just ignore it. It's not working. Ratings are falling. Presidential popularity and success continues to rise day after day after day. Don't let it worry you. Let's be the happy. You heard Cory Gardner. Is that dude a happy warrior or what? And it's so easy to be happy when you've got success. With full lines, let's try and get to all of these calls. Brad in Highlands Ranch, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Betcha. Go.
So I'm just calling to let you know in early January, Senator Gardner had a meeting in Parker where we were able to ask him questions, and he was able to answer them, and it was a great meeting, and it was very productive. I'm the former vice chairman of the Douglas County Republicans, and I find myself in a unique position where my son is allergic to pharmaceuticals, and so we had to turn to medical cannabis. And so we find ourselves in this weird predicament, and we have this situation where my son needs a rescue med because he has epilepsy in schools. And Cory Gardner dug in, rolled up his sleeves, and along with bipartisan support, wrote a letter to the DEA asking for clarification on the Rohrabacher Farm Amendment, and which protects medical cannabis. And I got to tell you, for somebody who's been on both sides of this issue, and I fully understand it, and it being knee deep in it now for many, many years, what a great man who can understand and comprehend a very complex issue, and was able to get bipartisan support in a letter to support a child, not a lot of kids, maybe a couple of hundred of them across Colorado, but it was important enough to him in the middle of an impeachment hearing. He got together with Bennett, with Crow, with Buck, and got a letter signed.
It's phenomenal.
We've already got a response from the Department of Education.
It's phenomenal.
And we're waiting on one from the DEA.
Well, I hope you share that on social media and call into other talk radio shows. Most Republicans will have no trouble at all supporting Cory. Even if Cory wasn't delivering as he has been, this last year was extraordinary for him. And then this personal story that you just shared, just incredible. Because of President Donald J. Trump, and because he's endorsed Cory, because of the importance of majorities in the House and the Senate, I'd be supporting Cory 100% this year. This is no time for disruption among those of us independents who lean right and those of us who are on the right to be squabbling about one thing or another over our United States senator. But that story is just icing on the cake for all of the excellent things we heard from Cory this morning. So thank you very much for waiting and weighing in with it.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Let's go to David in Denver. Good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Randy. How are you?
Good. And time is short. So what do you got?
Yes. Laura Trump, I guess, is appearing in Aurora.
That's Wednesday.
Tuesday, I think.
Believe
it's the president that's appearing down in the Springs on Wednesday.
No. President's here Thursday. Laura's here on Wednesday. People can get all the details. Free tickets. DonaldJTrump.com/events.
Okay. Casper Stockham is running against Jason Crow in that district, CD6.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if he's going to be appearing with Laura Trump, and if not, whether Ken Buck would facilitate such a thing.
Well, that's a good question. I haven't spoken to Casper. Casper, Steve House, the other candidates that are challenging Jason Crow sure as heck ought to be in the presence of people who can get them close to both of those people. And I hope we see everybody on stage because it's got to be, we've got a primary fight in CD6, and I hope that gets resolved soon and that everybody comes together after it. But they should all be showing up at these very, very important events. And thank you very much for waiting and weighing in this morning. Let's see if we can squeeze in Jacqueline and only a couple of minutes left. Jacqueline calling in from Nebraska. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Randy. Have you heard of the New Way Forward Act?
Oh, good
that the
Lord,
Democrats
yes.
are trying to,
good Lord,
have
yes.
You, they were really busy this last week trying to push this through in the dark, and it would totally ruin this country. It allows criminals from all over the world free access back into the United States on the taxpayer's dime. America will be sending them plane tickets. So I can't imagine. I heard it the first time this morning at 2 o'clock on Facebook, and it just blew up Facebook. People weren't aware of it. The only place I heard it was Fox News.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson did a 10, 12 minutes, maybe not that long, but just an in-depth segment on it. I'm sure it's available on YouTube or at the Fox News website or whatever. It's never going to pass. It's never going to get through the Republican Senate. President would never sign it. But it's just such a perfect example of how the Democrats, with nothing to offer the American citizens, instead are trying to placate and patronize every individual group they can think of, the illegals who they hope will vote in our elections, the the transgenders, and you know, these tiny minorities, people who are important, but have nothing to do with the best interest of America and American citizens.
No, and Randy, you know, I'm a daughter, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm an aunt, I'm a grandmother. These women do not represent the women of this country.
Amen. You are right. And it seems to be showing in the polling and how angry and flailing and wailing the Democrats are becoming. And we just have to maintain our status as happy warriors, successful warriors, inclusive warriors, but not willing to be divided up into these little cliques like the left wants, in need of government help and support.
The only way you can take care of them is vote them out at the ballot box. Get them out.
Thanks for waiting, Jacqueline. Great call from Nebraska. All right, that's it. So we're going to take our break now. We'll be joined at the top of the hour by Colorado State GOP Chairman and Congressman Ken Buck. We'll talk more about the Trump rally. Of course, Ken was involved in the impeachment investigation. And you will love the tweet that he sent out after the acquittal of President Donald Trump. It is a different use of the acronym MAGA. And we'll see if he's willing to say it on the air when we come back here at 710 KNUS.